2 of day 2 of Lori and Julia working from home, staying away for a couple days to make sure everybody's healthy. They're not spreading that virus. So far, so good, right?
Yes.
You guys seem healthy. You seem healthy?
I got no complaints.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I'm happy.
You sound good. The laptop's charged.
Oh, Rocco, I'm so charged. I'm afraid there's going to be an electrical fire in my travel staging room. I got so many things plugged in.
Well, you sound good. Okay. We wish you come back soon, but, you know, do what you got to do to stay safe. Keep all of us safe.
Well, speaking of staying safe, so all of the morning shows had pretty big stories on the updates with the two vaccines that are happening. And I just thought for just a little, okay, so we can feel like the end is in sight. There's plans or stuff. Here's a report from the Today Show.
This morning, Pfizer says it's just days away from submitting its vaccine for emergency use authorization from the FDA, and that the results from its ongoing phase 3 trial are even better than what the company reported last week. The vaccine 95% effective in trials, according to their latest data. Pfizer reports no serious safety concerns from the study, though it will continue to monitor participants for 2 years. Pfizer says it tested more than 43,000 people and found the vaccine's effectiveness is consistent across different ages and races. The vaccine is also said to be 94% effective in adults over 65, a demographic especially vulnerable to COVID. The two-dose vaccine is being called one of the biggest medical breakthroughs in a century.
And when I heard the over 90% efficacy, I felt that I was living a dream.
Earlier this week, another company, Moderna, also announced promising preliminary results from its vaccine trials.
As a scientist, as a clinician, I'm thrilled to see vaccines having this kind of efficacy because I really do think this shows that we've got a chance to stop this pandemic.
So, I mean, I love that guy from Pfizer. I have fallen in love with the word efficacy.
I know it. I want you to stand closer to your microphone.
Yeah, efficacy. It's
a great word.
It is. So
it's a great word. Yeah. Well,
let's just listen to the second part.
But while the world awaits a vaccine, demand for testing is on the rise. Overnight, the FDA announcing emergency authorization for an at-home COVID-19 test kit. The kit made by Lucira is the first authorized test that allows users to self-administer a test and get results at home within 30 minutes. This good news comes as the pandemic continues to surge nationwide, with people waiting in long lines to get tested all across the country, making the push for an effective and accessible vaccine even more urgent.
If authorization comes for this vaccine as quickly as they say it may, some believe that frontline healthcare workers could get it as early as next month. But, and this is an important but, wide distribution of the vaccine will take months. As for that at-home test, you will need a prescription to get it. And there are questions this morning about how much it will cost and who gets that prescription.
So there you go.
Here's the thing that I'm having a hard time with is, you know, it's taken a long time to get our results.
Well, Julia, there's because so many people are getting tested. It's free tests and
yeah,
everybody is going. So that was also one of the, I think it was CBS Morning News said, is that, you know, everybody is wanting to get tests. People are trying to get tests before they go see family or something. You know,
right.
There's just, and it's, you can get it, which you couldn't get it before unless it was ordered by your provider or you had $150 to pay for it.
Right.
I don't know. It's just a huge number of people. So, I mean, it's the fastest a vaccine has ever, ever, ever been. You know, I took 4.5 years for a polio vaccine.
Yeah, I know.
So,
all right, moving on.
It's positive. I mean, to me, it feels like, you know, we can see that something is going to happen between private money and government money and, you know, a plan and, you know, be able to, you know, resume our lives in 2021 at some point. It just depends on, I guess, how they decide who gets the vaccine first.
Yep.
You know?
Yes, so, I do. Well,
and I looked it up, and Julia, just because we have letters in our car that say we're essential workers from the first lockdown doesn't put us any further up the list. I just want you to know.
Oh, no, I know. We're at the bottom. Trust me. I know.
Well, I mean, it's they'll do the healthcare workers.
It should be the right people first. It's not us.
Yeah.
It's not us. But I think it should be anyone who can help getting our kids back to school. That should be
yes,
the focus.
All
that's
of
the
that.
Number one
so,
focus.
Anyway, everyone is going to be very familiar with the word efficacy because that is the key word, apparently, when it comes to a vaccine.
Got it.
Right. Because this corona vaccine will have the same type of efficacy as the measles or
now you're just going to say
efficacy. Let's use efficacy in a different sentence.
I mean, it just is.
It is a great word. I give you that.
Yeah. It sounds like it could be many things.
And
the
efficacy
of your kissing right now is just killing me.
Ooh.
There you go.
Have you done pickup lines in the age of COVID as one of your Friday
dates? You know
dates?
What? I think it would be something, Lori, for Friday that you can figure out how to do pickup lines with efficacy in the sentence.
Well, that would be very, very, I could try that. And yes, we did do some COVID pickup lines
initially
at the beginning of it all, but it just felt too soon, Rocco. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it started to feel that way again, right?
It kind of is, isn't it?
It's not funny anymore.
It's not funny.
No.
It's so not funny.
No.
And why can't they put the tennis nets up again? There's no snow. I'm just kidding.
Oh. Would you just go buy a damn tennis net that you can have?
Your house doesn't have a private tennis court. Is that what we're learning?
I don't have my own?
Yeah, I thought, yes. You know.
Well, the clubs are closing, and it's like my girlfriends and I, because this was like our outlet. Everyone
Julia,
had their own outlet. What?
Get a net. Use the net from your Hyundai Santa Fe.
And oh, I don't even know
take
where
two
that
of those,
is.
Bungee them together, and stretch them across with a couple more bungees.
It always goes back to the nets for me, honest to God. The beginning,
the nets,
no nets.
You could do it.
I think I could. In case you're wondering what today is, it's National Princess Day for everyone out there feeling lovely. Listen,
I'm so glad I have my pink wig on.
Is that you're wearing your pajamas and your wig?
I'm wearing a long pink kind of Ariel, a sort of a mermaid wig.
Uh-huh.
Because, of course, I couldn't get a blowout on Tuesday because of my quarantine. And I just don't want to go back to... I know I will have to wash my own hair. But in the meantime,
Marco,
I just
yes.
want a wig.
Have you ever
seen Lori without a blowout? I don't think so.
No, but have you ever that she might have to go back to washing her own hair? Now, for anyone who's newer, Lori went like 7 years without washing her own hair, but then went on an African safari.
That's right.
That demanded she uses her own shampoo.
I had to get the Serengeti out of my hair. You really
shampoo.
Get a lot of red dust bouncing around in your Range Rover.
And then I think you had to wash it once in Hawaii.
No, I had to wash it in Mexico. I broke my Africa record because, humidity. It was so snarly. My hair literally looked like a bird's nest, and I had to break down and wash it. And I really wanted Tanzania to be the last time for years and years that I'd washed my own hair.
I mean, it makes for a good story.
These are lifetime goals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, really. I'm so proud to be in the shallow.
I just don't want to have to wash my hair in a country next door to the United States. I want to do it in a continent way, way far away.
Julia, the efficacy of a blowout cannot be denied.
Good. Very good. That's a good callback.
I think so. I think it was very good. All right, we got to go. It is time, you know what, for Learning Rx. I mean, Learning Rx.
That's true. We'll get to Learning Rx in about a minute, but I think you're talking about random thoughts. Yeah.
Random thoughts.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, people, here are some random thoughts for today. The reason Vlasic Pickles use a stork as a mascot on their pickles is because pregnant women, they thought it would be a good thing because you used to crave pickles. I remember being pregnant. It never happened to me. Did it ever happen to Meg Rocco?
She wanted Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its, okay.
Yes. Not pickles.
I remember at one point I wanted like ribs, but I don't remember the pickles. Lori, you sent me this. You know, there's an unwritten rule that we're supposed to wait to put up our holiday lights till after Thanksgiving kind of thing.
Yes.
But this year, people are breaking with that tradition and putting up their decorations early. And people, you know, psychologists are saying, a New York City psychologist, Melissa Robinson Brown, just said that people are longing for happiness and joy. And this has been a significant year of grief and loss of freedom, loss of time with family, loss of income, loss of job, loss of love, blah, blah, blah. But putting up the lights, if they cheer you up, put them up, keep them up as long as you want.
You know what?
I agree.
My niece last week decorated her house, the mantle, and put up a tree. And she said it made her so happy. She's like, I know it's early, but I just come down every morning and it just makes me smile. And she said, I'm going to keep it up all the way, you know, through December. I said, good for you.
Right. And I remember Jason did his house like 2 Saturdays ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brittany talked about this a little bit on Monday, too. She's like, I'm skipping things. I'm not putting up a cornucopia or anything. I'm going straight to Christmas.
I'm not that thankful this year, damn it.
Right.
We're just going to move on to the next thing. Yeah.
And Casey did go to the Y today to see if they had their Christmas trees and wreaths, but they're not going to have them till next week. So just
FYI.
Are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were wondering if we sometimes like to go to Christmas tree farms, and we're wondering if those are going to be open, you know, because they're kind of outdoors.
Oh, I would think so.
I would think so, Rocco.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Gosh.
It's going to be quite a winter. But sorry, go ahead. Don't let me step on your random thoughts.
Well, no, we are getting ready because we are getting ready to give away some money.
We're about 20. We don't want to do it too early because we promised people 420. We're about 20 seconds away, Julie. Why don't you give us one more randomness?
Okay. It's illegal to own more than 6 sex toys in Texas.
Ugh. That sounds like a palindrome. Say it forward or backwards. 6 sex toys in Texas.
Lori, maybe it's smelling sticks in Texas. Something's
come
illegal.
And arrest me. Texas Rangers, come and arrest me.
Can I give you one of my favorite palindromes? You know what a palindrome is, right?
Yes.
We say forward. I think this one's amazing. I mean, you've heard like a man, a plan, a canal, Panama, or whatever. How about this one? A slut nixes sex in Tulsa.
Oh.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I can't wrap my arms and mind around the efficacy of that statement.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, should we do this?
Let's do it.
Okay, here goes.
Dude, it sucks this year.
We are going to announce a Live for Free name. As you know, it's been a tough year. We want you to live for free for the rest of 2020. And I'm talking to you, Mark Martindale from Elk River. Ooh. If you hear your name right now, Mark Martindale, call us back at 651-641-1071 in the next 10 minutes. And if you do, you'll win $100 and are entered to win the grand prize of $10,000. So give us a call, Mark Martindale of Elk River, 651-641-1071. Back to you, Julia.
Right, I wonder if his nickname is Wink.
I know. Martin, you know, there is a an NFL like coach whose name is something Martindale, but everybody calls him Wink.
Wink, yeah.
Okay, because he was such a great game show host.
Yeah, Tic-Tac-Doe, right? What else?
Yeah.
I'm sure he had a couple others.
You Wink know, speaking of game shows, Uno, the reality game show, is going to be happening. It's the 50th anniversary of the card game Uno. Do you guys ever play that?
Yes.
That's just a fun, easy one, right?
It is. It's like, doesn't it require a lot of thought or logic?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Math.
It's so perfect. So they're going to be coming out with a game show next year that it'll be part audience. I don't know how they're going to make Uno be a game show, first of all. Unless they have people standing on things, run backward, freeze. I don't know how they'll do it.
Oh, that's interesting, right? Reverse.
Yeah.
Draw two.
Right. No eights on top of eights. You can't jump on top of each other. I don't know. But this headline kind of made me laugh today that they're warning Canadians to not let mooses. Is moose is plural, right?
I think moose would be plural, yeah.
Okay.
Not meese.
They're warning Canadians not to let moose, it has to say mooses, lick their cars.
Oh, right. Because of the salt.
Because of the salt. In 2016, they had a similar salt-licking moose incident at the Alberta Parks, and they're issuing a visitor warning to not let the moose lick their cars. I'm not quite sure. Here's what you have to practice to try to keep a moose away from your car. Honk your horn, and don't attempt to push the moose away with your vehicle. But, I mean, there's signs up. Don't let mooses lick your car salt. I mean, that'd be a funny sign to see somewhere, wouldn't it?
Don't let mooses.
I take a picture.
Yeah. I mean, it must be something about how...
There is no plural. Don't let
there is
them.
Right.
People, but it's like mice. I mean, it's
no, hard. No. Some, let me tell you, sometimes people add an S to moose, but moose is the plural because moose derives from Algonquian, a Native American language, and it kept the same plural ending it had in its original language instead of adopting the normal S ending of most English plurals.
So don't let the moose lick your
That's
car.
Right.
Yeah,
don't worry about correct. The moose. Yeah, it's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the salt. I also, if you're wondering if Jimmy Dean's has brought back their sausage scented wrapping paper.
What?
It's back.
Oh, good.
It's back, people. Let's see. Other things that are happening out there today in the world of randomness. It would help, you know, I will say something right now. I miss all my printed pieces of paper that we have at work, Lori, because I have so many emails open right now. I can't find the right one. But also there's, the Jimmy Dean, besides having the sausage scented wrapping paper, I mean, if you're looking for funny, weird things, they now have a peppermint bark wrapper paper with sausage on top.
It'll have to come with the instruction, don't lick or eat the wrapping. It'll smell so good.
Don't let the moose lick your car and don't eat the sausage-scented paper. Right. These are things, I'm going to write these down, things we learned this week. Yeah. Stay tuned
really,
for Friday.
Okay, here's a kind of funny thing that was today, it was posted today. Things that need to be invented that haven't been invented yet. Okay, so here's one. A bar of soap that's pubic repellent, pubic hair repellent.
Now that is so dumb.
No, it isn't. Don't you remember when I stayed at the Room with a View, I rented a room on Osceola years ago when I was in college and I left a pube, it was so my
what?
Fault, on the soap and I shared the shower with the woman of the manor. And the woman of the manor was so mad at me, she told my mother.
Oh,
what? Don't you remember that story, Larry?
Oh, what a story it is.
I've tried to forget it.
I even remember that story.
Thank you, Holly. I mean, I was dying. My mom calls me and she's furious with me because it's her friend renting me the room. How could you leave your pubic hair on a bar of soap? So I see that there's a pubic repellent soap barbs. That would be a really good invention.
Oh,
people
okay.
still have pubes. For the people who still have pubes.
Mark Martindale, if you're out there listening to Pube Talk,
yeah, Mark,
you got about 4 minutes to call us.
Where's Mark Martindale? Where are his friends? Call him.
Oh, my gosh. You got to do a bar check whenever you're done with the shower.
You really do.
You really do.
They might sound a little different. That's because they are not in the Hubbard Broadcasting My Talk studios. They are at their homes. Until they get those results back from those tests. We're crossing our fingers for you, ladies.
Oh,
thanks for keeping us safe, though.
It doesn't... I don't think I'm allowed to come back till next Wednesday, Rocco.
Well, you aren't, but I can. I'm just, like, going... Yeah.
And then it's Thanksgiving, so you might as well just, you know, stay away Wednesday, too.
I have great respect for people who like working from home and can and do it.
You're not feeling it yet?
No,
my chair is so freaking uncomfortable.
You know, that's one of the first things we did. We bought, you know, office chairs because we were sitting in card table chairs and our backs were killing us.
Right. And we're so used to standing in the studio.
True.
You know, because we stand for half of our show. Don't you think, Lori?
Yes.
Yeah.
I very much miss seeing Julia's face and Rocco's face. I mean, I like seeing people. It's weird. I'm like zooming a radio show with myself because I'm at a desk with a mirror and I'm having to look at myself.
Self-zoom.
Well, how fantastic. Would you please zoom
the pink
my mother?
Wig is good.
Because she it's wants really to watch. Good.
I should take a picture, but I should comb it first. Okay, let's talk a little music. So,
yes,
Holly posted this for us, and yesterday, I think it was a FedEx driver was rocking out and singing along and busting some great dance moves to "All I Want for Christmas Is You."
Okay,
and Mariah, her people alerted her to this, and she retweeted it and said, "Please note, this is how all my packages must be delivered from now on."
Oh, hysterical!
It's so cute. You gotta watch it. It's posted on our homepage. And just a reminder, December 4th is when Mariah's Apple Plus Christmas special. And today she announced Ariana Grande and Jennifer Hudson will be joining her.
Okay.
So for people with Apple Plus.
Yes.
That is something to watch. And then Cardi B was just named Billboard's Woman of the Year. It'll be bestowed on her. Remember, Madonna got it a couple years ago. I think Selena Gomez, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga. It's basically who sold the most albums popularity contest. But it's the 15th annual event, and it's going to be a virtual thing hosted by Teyana Taylor. And J-Lo is getting this year's Icon Award. Dua Lipa will get the Powerhouse Award given to an act whose music has dominated, you know, streaming and radio. Chloe and Halle will get the Rising Star. And then Miss Dolly Parton has won something other than our hearts. She's going to get the 2020 Hitmaker Award. But Cardi beat them all. So there you go.
There you go.
There you go. So I don't know when that, December 10th is when that we'll be able to stream that on Billboard site. And speaking of J-Lo, remember a couple years ago she said she was going to do a beauty line?
Yes.
Well, J-Lo Beauty. Yes, J-Lo Beauty will launch January 1st, and fans can sign up for early access on December 8th. And all I can tell so far is the packaging is rose gold, like rose gold, you know, the containers, lipstick, the skin. I like that. I think that's pretty.
Yeah.
We do buy based on packaging.
Sometimes we do. So unfortunately, we're that shallow.
Yeah.
And price.
Right.
And convenience.
Do you know what ELF stands for? Do you ever buy any of those makeup lines?
Yeah.
ELF?
Yeah. It stands for really cheap stuff at the grocery store, at the drugstore.
Yeah. What does ELF, but what does.
Elements, love, fun. I don't know.
Eyelashes, lips,
and foundation.
Face.
Oh, all right. Got it.
Just, you know.
That's a little.
You need to dazzle someone with some makeup trivia.
Because that is what people want to know. Actually, I miss lip gloss.
Oh, so do I.
I'm using one, you know, because Lori and I, Rocco, we like to look good while we're broadcasting.
Yes. Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I assume people out there know that, but you two, I mean, this is radio. People don't even see you, and you guys are looking good and well put together every day.
Lori, 90% me, I'm a good 35% of the time.
And we hear about it.
Huh?
And we hear about it.
Lori
makes
it
a comment.
What are you wearing, Julia? Yeah. But I mean, boy, you kind of got to miss some lipstick, but you don't see it.
Well, because you're tired of wrecking your masks.
I know.
You know, the ones you're not throwing away. And then, you know, who knows what you'll look like. You know, you get home and you look like Joan Crawford and whatever happened to Baby Jane with your lipstick all over your face.
Exactly. Okay, Lori, I got to tell people, if you missed our first hour yesterday, Hannah posted it. It was classic Lucille Ball radio. She was alone. Marley McMillan just sent us something saying, "You're killing me." Hey, Marley. But it was so classic, Lori. There was no one but Lucille.
I know.
You were something.
I know.
I know.
Listen, I broke out in a rash. I had a hot neck starting yesterday morning. I was so nervous about all of it. It was bound to happen. It was like preordained.
It really was. It was our turn. Okay.
Okay, all right, Julia, so, your boyfriend, yes. Garth Brooks, is yes. going to be performing on GMA tomorrow.
Yes.
And BTS is performing on Monday, so.
Well, Garth is doing a Christmas special with Miss Yearwood.
Yeah, I know, but he's going to sing for the folks at ABC tomorrow morning.
He's got a new album coming out.
Yeah.
Called Happy or Hello or something, and I'm all for it. I love Garth Brooks.
I know. I wanted to make sure you knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, Rolling Stone, I don't know if you ever read their Musicians on Musicians series, Rocco.
Oh, all the time. Rocco reads.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, this was the Mavis Staples and...
Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
And it's so good. This is the longest Mavis Staples has ever gone without touring. She's 81 years old, and it's just... Holly posted the interview... But it's just Chris Stapleton and Mavis going back and forth, and they've become very good friends. And he, of course, has a new album out, but she's just delicious.
And so is he.
Yes.
I love his voice, his raspy voice. He's so good.
He's so good. So that's posted. You don't have to look it up. And then also NBC announced today that Tina Fey is going to, they're trying to raise more money for Broadway Cares.
Oh, good.
And so Tina Fey is going to host this Best of Broadway on December 10th. And they're going to have like Kelly Clarkson, Patti LaBelle, Jake Gyllenhaal, Alanis Morissette, Billy Porter, performances from just the different shows and just different individual people singing. And they'll be asking for money. Just.
I think. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
How are people doing it?
Well, I don't know. I think they're going to do like the Alanis Morissette, maybe she's going to do, because she had her Broadway show Jagged Little Pill.
Right.
And the cast of Chicago, does that mean Erica Jane is going to do Roxy Hart? Probably not.
Well, they'll probably go to the cast before her.
Yeah.
Well, and tomorrow's Give to the Max Day, so if
yes,
you get if
yes.
there's a arts organization in your life or a theater or, you know, do some research and give some money tomorrow to, you know, some of these actors behind the scenes people that are out of work.
I know. And you know, the other thing is, oh God, I lost my train of thought. Oh, please come back. It was really quick. Oh, the MCAT, you know, last year our Project Down and Dirty was at Minneapolis College of Art and Design.
Right.
Their early... private, you know, art sale, it's all gone virtual, starts today, but tomorrow it's all online, and it's a great way to buy really great art from the local students at a really, really exceptional price, and that starts tomorrow.
That was so fun last year, that art party.
It was a blast. It was an absolute blast, but that starts tomorrow, and you just go to MCAD, Minneapolis College of Art Design. It's a great way to buy art, and it's all, they've done it all virtually, so you can see everything.
Yeah, and I did end up buying a couple of really, like two or three things I bought and gave as gifts, and mm-hmm. They were so cool, and I was like, oh, I bought somebody's art, and yeah, it just felt really good, you know, supporting an artist and getting something that somebody would like, you know.
It's a good thing to do. I can't
all
believe
right.
that
Julia. I don't really have any other good music news for you. So, and you're contributing so much to the musical conversation.
Was I? Well, I've told you about an art sale.
I'm kidding.
Do you know what today is? This is just going to blow everyone away. Okay.
It's November 18th.
Yep, but it's Crystal Carrington's 78th birthday.
Linda Evans.
Yes, 78 years old.
Yeah.
She
lost her husband, John Derrick, to the woman who became known as Bo Derrick.
Mm.
And
yeah,
Bo basically looked like a doppelganger of Linda Evans.
Yeah, he had a type.
But yet 30 years younger.
That's right.
That would really be painful, I think.
Oh my gosh.
To lose your husband to someone that you look like 30 years previously.
Beyond...
She, And she tried, boy, she tried to keep it up. Remember when she had that zapper mask thing that you could buy at the drugstore that you'd put over your face and you'd just zap it? And it was
supposed to zap your wrinkles out? Yeah, it was, you kind of looked like you were a surgical mummy, and then it delivered electrical shocks. She was ahead of the game.
She was way ahead of the game. We got to give her props for that. All right, when we come back, it's time for Hollywood Speak.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood! Hollywood speaking!
What is the meaning of this?
Julia, yes, I just have to tell you that Holly Roberts just tweeted us that CJ Box, that the Big Sky TV show is based on, is a guy. She met him at Once Upon a Crime last year. So Casey got bad intel about CJ being a woman. Right. And that's why he wasn't reading his books. Should I tell Casey?
Yes.
Should I open up another author to him?
Well, no. He's too fussy.
It's so funny. Bad intel from Casey about CJ.
No kidding. No, that TV show, you guys, you got to watch it. It's okay. It's good. All right, so here I've got one for you. So when this came in last night, and you had said this yesterday because I didn't connect the dots, the fact that this gal named Amelia Hamlin was actually Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin's daughter, who is seen arm-in-arm with the 37-year-old Scott Disick, and she's 19 years old. And you go, and what you were talking about, and I was just grossed out by the age difference. Like, can he date anyone who he could even take into a restaurant and order a drink or something? Why does he go for these young children? And so I was grossed out.
You are not considered a child at 19, Julia. You're considered an adult at 18, just FYI.
All right, fine. But I think it's gross. I can have my own
but
opinion.
I just have to, I just got to get real with you on this.
Okay, if I had a daughter who was 19 and she was dating a 37-year-old, I'd have problems.
Of course.
Anyway, then we finally put it together that this is Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamill's daughter.
Yeah, I told you that.
Yes, and I'm freaking out. And you said, oh, they're hoping it's just a phase.
Right.
So what do we hear today?
And are they hoping it's just a phase?
They're hoping it's just a phase.
Yeah, no parent is going to be happy about a guy who has three children, reality show, and has a history of just dating people at 19 and then breaking up with them. Because they want to get married and have kids, and he's done having kids.
Right. And his kid is 10 years old, so only 9 years younger than her.
Yeah, this is what any parent would hope, unless, you know, that 37-year-old, I don't know, was like just somebody amazing. But it's like at that age, at that point in age, it's like what we see in The Crown. Princess Diana marries 32-year-old Prince Charles. She's 20. 12 years doesn't make that much of a difference. Like if you're 30 and 42 or 52 and 40, but 20 and 32 is huge. It's a huge time period of.
It is.
You know?
She's only 19.
Because I'll tell you something. Yeah. You could Hollywood speak this. This is from Sally Bedell Smith, and she writes a lot of. She's done biographies and stuff like that. Here's her quote. If Diana had been grounded, clever, and confident, she could have won Charles over in a heartbeat. That's in an interview she gave today. I call that gaslighting Princess Diana, who's dead, and she was only 20. It's not her fault that Charles cheated and mistreated her.
Right.
Because she, at 20, you're not really, you're not a confident woman going to be.
No, you aren't.
But I think that's gaslighting Princess Di. And I say to Sally Bedell Smith, she's more popular than old jug-eared Prince Charles.
Yeah, I think that's a hard one.
But like that, someone would even the nerve to say that when we're all watching The Crown and seeing just like
it's very insensitive, Lori.
Huh?
It's very insensitive.
Thank you, Julia. That is better Hollywood speak than my rant.
All right.
Okay, here's another one. This is Oh, I'll just keep it in the same vein. Meghan and Harry urged to drop quote unquote greedy Netflix deal over its smearing of Diana.
Oh, well, that's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, I think they mean Prince Charles.
Yes, I think so too.
Because Diana's she's not coming off looking bad. He is. And why should they give up their deal with Netflix? What does that have to do with anything other than Netflix does spend the most money on The Crown to film? It's their most expensive show.
Okay, Lori, here's a big breaking news story, though.
Okay.
Okay? And you're going to Hollywood speak this if you can.
Okay.
Meghan Markle admits she provided personal information to the authors of Finding Freedom via a third-party high court documents reveal.
Okay, the Hollywood speak on that is she was a royal, and so you have a press secretary, and I don't know how far you are in on The Crown, but once you're in the firm, anything kind of that you do, they have to be involved. And so the very people who kind of helped her with this stupid letter, I mean, she had to use them. It's the dumbest argument in the world.
All right, there you go. All right, next.
Okay.
Next, what you hate.
We'll keep it royal speak. Duchess Camilla, here's the quote. This is from Katie Nichols. Will be tuning into The Crown with a glass of wine. And the exact quote is, oh, she'll have a drink and a giggle watching Diana suffer on screen.
Well, that's a terrible thing to even print, Katie McNichols.
Isn't it?
That's just a horrible, that's a horrible thing to even print. And we know her, and she's been on our show. She used to write for Bus Magazine, remember?
Yes.
She's been on our show, and she wrote a book, can't think of the name of it, in the early 2000s. That's just a horrible thing to print. So
it's kind of amateur hour over at Buckingham Palace because the messages are all over the place on this. But
this is a journalist writing that, and I have a hard time with that headline. That's just rude.
Well, it's like the other one, Sally Bedell Smith saying if Diana had been a grounded, clever, and confident woman, terrible. Charles would have fallen in love with her. It's gaslighting Diana in the grave, and I think that's how worried they are about what this season of The Crown does to Charles and the whole royal family. You see them for what a stuffy, snobby group they are.
I know, but also Katie McNichols is a Texas-based...
Katie Nichols.
Oh, Katie Nichols. But still, that's just BS that she says that Camilla's going to watch it and smirk and have wine. That's just BS. I think that's just horrid.
And Diana isn't suffering on screen as nearly as much as Charles looking like a real cad.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, all right.
Because he basically, the reason, you know, they did have a loving tour of Australia together, but by the end of it, because Australia was trying to, shrug off the monarchy. They didn't want to be a British, part of the British Empire. Sure. And Diana saved it. They fell so in love with her. And Charles was wildly, wildly jealous. And he could never get over it.
Oh.
But she saved the people then were proud to be part of the British monarchy. And that whole thing that they were trying to do down under about breaking away died. And it was Princess Diana. And that is fact.
Jeez.
Just FYI.
All right.
Okay, Jason Momoa on his hunky physique. I think he covers men's health. Ugh, looking like a snack and a half. He said about how he looks, it's just genetics. Hawaiians are big people.
I love it. They are. And Samoa, he's Samoan. They are big people.
They are.
I kind of love that he just says it. It is.
But he said yoga is the hardest thing he ever had to do.
Oh, I can't imagine that body bending into those positions.
I'm sure you can.
I'm sure you can.
I'm sure you have.
Some efficacy, I think you could.
All right. All right. If there was a bar of soap with his pubic hair on it.
Okay.
No, you know, I think that's who I thought was going to be the sexiest man.
Jason?
Yeah, when he came out last night.
He can have another year.
Yeah, that's kind of who I thought it was going to be. All right, well, we're gonna try to give away bigger money next hour, so stay tuned, And plus, it's time for LoJ Jeopardy or
something like that.